And finally, it's time for our Monday commentary, and this week we're going to talk about hair. To touch or not to touch, that is the question. And as far as I'm concerned, the answer is nearly always no. All right, let me explain why this really annoys me. I'm African American and I wear my hair natural. That means in an afro or in twist or some other style that showcases my kinky hair in the tight curls in which it grows from my scalp. It is not chemically straightened. In other words, think India RE, not Beyonce. And for the past few weeks, I've been rocking an afro puff. That's a round, fluffy puff perched atop a braided or twisted updo. It is fierce, and I must admit, the texture does look inviting to touch. But walking up and palming my puff, particularly without permission, can I just tell you, speaking colloquially, that is not cool. Think I'm the only one? Wrong. Take a listen to this clip from comedian Chris Rock's recent movie, Good Hair.
Have you ever put your hand through a black woman's hair?
Hell no, not a black woman.
You just don't touch it.
Do not touch my weenie.
No.
Does your wife let you touch her hair?
The question is, do I let her touch mine?
All that, from Chris Rock's question at the top to the perm-wearing Reverend Al Sharpton at the end, is absolutely true. And I think it is a race issue as well as a personal space issue. The space part seems obvious. I see it as a violation as unwanted as those who approach pregnant women, hands out, and start rubbing their bellies. The race issue is a little more tricky. For example, I was walking one day recently, puff held high, when a white woman walked up and just grabbed it, cooing, "Oh, that's so cute." Fighting back my impulse to grab her wrist, I simply stepped back and growled, "Don't touch my hair." She reared back offended. "Well, I don't see what the big deal is." That response is exactly the problem. In what realm of reality is it okay to walk up to a person and without their permission, lay your hands on their body? I took a look around Google, wondering about the basis for this distaste that I and many other African Americans have to acquaintances, coworkers, or most infuriating, strangers just walk up and start grasping away. On blog after blog, black women railed about the rudeness of folk just walking up and touching their hair. One site, womanistmusings.com, in an article called "Can I Touch Your Hair? Black Women in the Petting Zoo," the author noted, and I'm quoting here, "Today, white people still feel they have the right to our bodies." She went on to say, "My blackness and your curiosity does not give you the right to touch me." Let's have a reality check here. For hundreds of years, whites could do anything they wanted to black people, and that includes things far worse than touching our hair. Even now, there are still those pesky signs of disrespect, like some whites calling a woman old enough to be their grandmother by her first name. Is it because she's black and therefore doesn't deserve the respect of a title? Don't both acts send a signal that black people are still objects to be treated as one pleases, all without said object's permission? One website actually suggested that blacks try humor or self-deprecation, making yourself out to be the bad guy, to assuage the possibly hurt feelings of the offended person who has just forcibly touched them. But I think what you ought to do is keep your hands out of my hair, unless I invite you to touch it. Whether it's a $1,000 hair weave, a 10-inch afro, or an afro puff, watch out. There could be a mousetrap in there, or worse. That way, no one's fingers will be injured. And that's our program for today. I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We'll talk more tomorrow.